Chain analysis. Also known as behavioral analysis, chain analysis is a change-based strategy. Chain analysis involves defining a problem and determining empirically what is causing it, what is preventing its resolution, and what aids are available for solving it. The first step is to help the client to identify the problem to be analysed and to describe it precisely in behavioural terms. This usually evolves from discussion of events in the past few days. It is helpful if the core or focal problem can be defined in terms of a specific behaviour of the client that tends to lead to negative consequences. Alternatively, it may be an incident that the client wishes to avoid in the future. The second step, the chain analysis itself, is an exhaustive blow-by-blow description of the chain of events leading up to and following the core problem behaviour or incident, that is, antecedents and consequences. Miller et al. Suggest four questions or issues to bear in mind while the chain analysis is conducted. A. Chains of reinforcement. Are ineffective behaviours being reinforced? Are effective behaviours followed by aversive events? Or are rewarding outcomes delayed? B. Skills. Does the client have the requisite skills to regulate emotions, respond skillfully to conflict, and manage his or her own behaviour? C. Avoidance. Are there patterns of avoidance or are effective behaviours inhibited by unwarranted fears and guilt? D. Awareness of contingencies. Is the client unaware of contingencies operating in the environment, or are effective behaviours inhibited by faulty beliefs and assumptions? Answers to these questions will guide the choice of change strategies. Discussing the chain of events leading to dysfunctional behaviours may also help the client to recognise the patterns that lead to problems earlier so that new skills can be employed in a timely manner. Other notes. These notes are based on Miller, Rathus, and Leinen, unless otherwise stated.